Hi, everybody. You'll be relieved to know that I don't need to beg for any more home percussion sounds. If you still want to send some, check the email this is attached to for instructions. My first piano solo this week is a Chopin etude. I would divide the concept of etude, or study, into three categories. Some offer short, repetitive patterns designed to train pianists' fingers. Some are prettier, more interesting pieces, fun to practice, but still not for the concert stage. And then there are concert etudes. You may be familiar with what I think is the most famous set of short repetitive patterns, The Virtuoso Pianist, by Charles Hannon. There are 60 exercises in that set. They take about an hour to play, and there are pianists who do that every day. Johannes Brahms actually created a set of short exercise patterns, too. When I play the Brahms exercises, it reminds me of the sensation of tromping through deep snow by placing my boots into someone else's footprints. These are useful exercises, but not something you'd want to perform. Composers like Carl Czerny wrote more interesting studies, maybe a page or two long, also intended as finger exercises for various technical challenges. Czerny wrote volumes and volumes of these, often with at least 100 in a set, including at least two collections that emphasize the left hand. Johann Sebastian Bach wrote what he called Inventions, as part of a collection of Klavierübung, keyboard practice, for his oldest son, Wilhelm Friedemann Bach. An exercise not in finger technique, but in how to improvise. Bach thinks you'll hear this and be able to write your own. Chopin wrote two collections of etudes, all glorious concert pieces, most pretty virtuosic, and each emphasizing a different technical challenge. Octaves, arpeggios, trills, multiple trills. When Fétis and Moscheles compiled their piano method book, they asked Chopin for some nouvelle étude, new studies. I chose the first of these for my solo today because Tim asked me about Lenten-themed music. I think this piece sounds mystical and wandering. Also austere, a thin texture where each hand only plays one note at a time, no chords until the very end. The technique that Chopin addresses in this piece is something called polyrhythm. That's P-O-L-Y rhythm. Specifically, three notes in the right hand over four notes in the left. Let me demonstrate that using scale patterns. Here are groups of four notes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And here are groups of three notes. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Together. You can figure out how to do that mathematically. Or, many years ago, a colleague told me to say, "My mother baked a cake." My mother baked a cake. My mother baked a cake. My mother baked a cake. The opposite, in case you're wondering, is pass the fancy butter. When Chopin sets this arithmetic to music, the result is music, not arithmetic. One more note on polyrhythm. It's not always intended to be as strict. While 3 over 4 is the point of today's etude, here's a nocturne that goes from 3 over 2 to 20 over 6. When we get to 20 over 6, the intention is something called rubato, that is, robbing time from some notes to give to others. Triple it, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. comes the 20. I hope today's Chopin, and for that matter Joplin, enhance your Lenten journey. Thank you.